Boys! Boys! Come on, girls, let's go!
That's Chester Abbott calling in his cows at Wayside Farm. The farm sits perched high on a ridge on the aptly named Ridge Road. There, Abbott can look out over Randolph and Braintree as he sets to milk his herd of organic cows.
I'm going to sneak up alongside him, probably best if you just follow through.
Right.
You can talk to him and practice your herding.
Come on, girls. Come on.
Oh, you're natural.
Yeah, but now they're coming back after me.
We milk around 40 to 50 generally, depending on the time of year. Jerseys and Ashers, a little more on, it's getting more on the Jersey side.
I'm more inclined to the Jerseys.
How much interest do your sons have in the operation and taking over?
No, my oldest son, he complains about it, but somehow I think in the back of his mind he appreciates the fact that, this is his experience, and I think someday he will appreciate that. And I almost think he appreciates it now, even though he's only 14. But my youngest two decided they wanted to come to the barn with me yesterday morning. It's fun to have them. It's fun to have the company. And, and they, together, they're 6 and 8. I mean, they can go out and get the cows for me in the morning. And it's really cool to look out the window and see them out there in the dim light, bringing the cows up while I'm getting set up. And it saves me 15 minutes, too. Of course, I spent that 15 minutes trying to get him out of bed. But I wouldn't have traded my youth, my experience for anything else. And I remember when I was a kid, driving just through, small suburban areas of Vermont and thinking, that's where they live and that's all they just have to play right there in their backyard. Of course, I didn't learn how to throw a baseball, so I'm still working on my mechanics.
A few miles away, right on Route 66, in Randolph Center, Vermont Technical College has its own dairy operation, run by Stephanie Nall.
I did not grow up on a dairy farm. My father drives tractor-trailer, and my mother delivers mail, and my sister's a hairdresser, and my brothers work in excavation and always have. In high school, I had a friend whose uncle had a farm in Vermont, and I just always liked animals as a kid, but my parents never really had the place for them. So I got a couple pairs of steers when I was in high school, and then just really fell in love with it, and I came here to visit my friend from high school who is a graduate of the program. The first day I came, I was in the milking parlor that evening with them, and it was awesome, and so I just decided it was what I really wanted to do.
And now that you're doing it, is it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, I think it's actually more.
In what way?
I don't know, I just, every day I'm learning something new, and I just have really taken to it. Saturday night, there was a cow calving. I left chores 7:30 at the barn, and she was calving, and I said, I got to come down and check on her later. Came down at midnight, she had made no progress, and I said, I got to pull this calf. I really wasn't looking forward to it since I had to be here at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was backwards, so, it was a good thing I did come down. And when I looked at the calf on the ground, I said, man, this is why I do this.
Stephanie Nall says that VTC's dairy operation currently ships its milk to a commercial dairy processor, but in the near future hopes to be bottling its own milk to be used on campus. For VPR News, I'm Rick Singeri.